It's day 5 of our Advent series. If you'd like to find out more about Light the World, visit lighttheworld.org. Have you ever been blessed by somebody turning back for you? Today, our guests will share stories about when they were able to experience that blessing. First, we hear from Dr. Lutfur Rahman Saeed, who's been a visiting scholar at the BYU Law School since 2022 and a member of the Sharia Law faculty at Kabul University for more than 27 years. Dr. Saeed's story is incredible. He tells about a mentor who extended an academic visa to him in Germany, which allowed Dr. Saeed to then rescue his children from Kabul as the Taliban took the city in August of 2021.
We evacuated first to Germany because I was running an NGO working with Max Planck Foundation for International Peace and Rule of Law based in Heidelberg. And my NGO, they were partner implementing projects in Afghanistan, working with Supreme Court, training judges, especially women judges, and also with Human Rights Commission and civil society. I was actually in Germany with my two younger kids and my wife doing my postdoc in Erlangen University, where I got my PhD, and my supervisor, Professor Matthias Ohe, which is a great scholar and very, very kind person, and he brought me back to Germany because the situation was not good. Target killing was every day. Like, I lost my colleagues, professor, even in the mosque. Like, he was imam in the mosque, and I told him, and he gave me that opportunity to come for that. And then I left behind my son and daughter because they were above 18. The visa didn't support them, so they were there, and day by day the cities collapsed under the hand of Taliban. And my daughter sent me a very, very sad message, like, okay, what should we do? Because a leader of Taliban gave a speech and said, these fighters, they defeated 41 Western countries. They are the hero. So any family, they have daughter age of 14 and above, they should marry these fighters. And this was the message I got from my daughter. She was alone with my son. And I told my wife, I have to go back. What? I said, I have to save these two, maybe to Turkey or Uzbekistan or India, somewhere. We were there and Taliban came. We arrived on Thursday, August 12th, and Taliban arrived in Kabul on August 15th. We had in for 10 nights and then we were evacuated to Germany.
Next, we hear from Phyllis Spiegel, a bishop of the Episcopal Church in Utah, who joined us in episode 221.
Imagine yourself kind of young, new driver, well, on my own in my kind of early 20s, taking a really long car trip, one of my first really long car trips. And I'm driving through Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'm up in the far left lane, this loud noise starts in my car. It's just like, it's like terrifyingly loud. So I immediately pull over and I'm against that cement divider. Four lanes of traffic going eastbound, four going west is zooming by me. Can barely get out of the car. I'm terrified. I feel like an animal trapped up against that barrier. And so I pop the hood and I'm looking, going, unless it's something that's clearly like with a sign that says, hey, this is what's broken, I'm really not going to know what's happening. So I'm standing there and trying to figure out what to do pre-smartphone. So I was like, can I get back in my car, get my phone, get my AAA card, do the thing? And as I'm doing this, this big white truck pulls up behind me and this guy gets out and says, can I help you? And I said, yeah. And I said, this is what happened. And so he said, get in and then start the car again. I did, and he immediately saw that one of my spark plugs had blown out. So he tightened it back down as much as he could so I could limp to the next exit. But when I got out to thank him and I said, how did you pull behind me when you were just seeing me? How did you get behind me so quickly? You know, usually they'd be like down the road a bit, right? They'd have passed you and thought, oh, I should pull over for this person. He said, no, I saw you going. I was going the other direction. I saw you and I could tell you were stranded. So I got off at the exit and I turned around and came back to you. Immediately, I knew that he was an angel, that God had sent him with the purpose of helping me. And to this day, I still think he is one of the most impactful people in my life because he tells me, hey, turn around. God has need of you.
Many thanks to Dr. Lutfar Amin Saeed and Bishop Phyllis Spiegel for joining us again. Our Advent series was produced by James Sturdevant.